Hello.
Hi, it's Frank over here at KNBA.
Hi, Frank.
How's it going?
It's going good. They just started doing the finals for the Alaskan High Kick.
Oh, cool. 90.3 KNBA Alaska's native voice. Got Marjorie Taubon on the line, a cultural ambassador for Alaska at the Arctic Winter Games last year, as well as a participant in this Miss Wheel cultural pageant this year. How's it going up there in Fairbanks right now?
Oh, it's going wonderful. There's a lot of people who flew in to participate in the traditional games. Also, people who are participating in the dancing portion. We have a Unangin group, which has been one that we haven't had for a very long time. So we're super excited about that. And of course, we have artist vendors here selling their beautiful artwork, and we have a lot of people just happy to be watching here in the stands.
And so I gather that it continues Friday evening as well as Saturday, all through the day. What are your favorite highlights that you like to see every time you go to WIO?
There's a lot of activities going on around here, but I think right now we're in the second day of WIO, and I think so far my highlights have been watching the four-man carry, because the guys were bringing four carrying those four guys very far last night. And then of course it's always fun to watch the high kicking events, just like this one that's going on right now. And also, being able to see everybody once again after a year, it's kind of like our little mini reunion when we come together and play these games.
And so, what's the connection between WIO and other games like the Arctic Winter Games and NYO? And is there like a circuit kind of thing, or is there, how does it usually work?
Yeah, so in Alaska we have two major competitions. So we have the Native Youth Olympics, which is for high school students and junior high students, and then we have the World Eskimo Indian Olympics, which is meant for anybody 12 and older to compete in these traditional games. And both of these events are games that are done all throughout the Arctic, including Canada and Greenland. And so we connect with the Arctic Winter Games through our ties of our history and past. So that's something that connects us. And actually, the World Eskimo Indian Olympics is one of the qualifiers, I suppose, to be able to compete in the Arctic Winter Games, because only the best of the best get to be chosen to be a part of Team
Great
Alaska
job,
and
Liza.
represent our people.
Great. So I hear some fun sounding things happening in the background.
So I said they were doing the Alaskan High Kick, and they just got done. Looks like Elijah Cabinboy won first place for the guys, and Autumn Ridley for the girls on the other side. So they're just congratulating everybody right now.
Autumn Ridley, always a strong performer in these games.
Yeah, she's my cousin.
There we go. Do you have your eye on any other particular athletes who you're like, aha, this might be their year?
I didn't quite hear what you said, sorry.
Oh, I was mentioning, do you see a particular athlete that you're saying, well, this is somebody to look out for in the future?
Oh yeah. Absolutely.
Any particular person you want to say, well, next year's champion will be, or anything like that, or
Oh,
is that?
I see. Everybody is kind of, growing at their different pace rate, but I mean, there's also people that are just consistently doing well. Nick Canton, the Ninja Warrior, our Alaskan Ninja Warrior, is a competitor every year, and he's always one that we want to look at and see as he competes. There's also Autumn Ridley, like I mentioned before, Casey Ferguson as well. And we have some contestants, I mean, some athletes here that aren't from Alaska. We have Desiree Cumberbatch, who's from Nunavik, Quebec, and she's been an athlete for Arctic Winter Games and the Inuit Games for quite a number of years. So we're really excited to have people coming in from different countries to compete in these games. And we have a lot of young people too that are just getting up there and starting to compete with the veteran people like Andrew Kashevarov, who just graduated from high school, and Terry Johnson from Anchorage. She's a fierce competitor. So, we have a good range of people that are just coming up, new generations that are coming up and competing, and people who have been competing for years and years. So it's pretty awesome to see the dynamics, and every year kind of shifts and changes, and that's the beautiful thing about these games.
Well, hey, thanks for checking in with us. And do you have anything else you'd like to add?
Yeah, this is a fun event. It's great that everybody can come together. The values are shown when athletes help each other out in the games and help to get their personal best, and our values show when we hang out with each other and greet each other and act like family. And it's just a beautiful event. So if you happen to be in Fairbanks this weekend, stop by the Carlson Center to watch some traditional games being played.
Thank you very much, Marjorie Tomo.
Yep, thank you.